Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, WWE Hall of Famer, TNA Hall of Famer, Bully Ray and I break down Survivor Series in Brooklyn with the match that started the night, and to me, the match that has everyone's emotions growing, and that's Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch. Just one chapter that I think is going to lead to a main event match at WrestleMania. Speaking of main events, how about LaGreca involved in a main event at Mission Pro with Thunder Rosa? We talk about that as well right now on the Busted Open Podcast.
There's three pieces of last night that I want to kind of analyze and break down. Pre-match package that they put together for Becky and Charlotte. The match itself. Post-match Becky interview.
Okay.
And maybe even talk about the post-match Charlotte Flair post on Twitter.
I mean, first of all, I agree. There's a lot of layers to Becky and Charlotte, as it should be, because this is not nearly over. This is going to continue. I would be shocked if they're not in a match at WrestleMania and it's not main eventing one of the nights of WrestleMania in Texas. There's no doubt in my mind. But first, let's talk about the package. First, wait, even before the package, Bully, I'm going to go back to something that you always say on this show. If you're not going to be the main event, you better hope that you're starting the show. Great way to start Survivor Series last night with Becky and Charlotte.
Two most important matches of any show, any pay-per-view. First match and the last match. To me, the two most important songs of any rock and roll concert. First song, last song. First song, you want to grab them by the jugular. And you want to let them know what they are in store for the rest of the night. Last song, you want to send them home happy. You want to send them home on a high. You're either Detroit Rock City or you're rock and roll all night. And last night, Charlotte and Becky were Detroit Rock City. And I thought they did a great job. What I enjoyed most about the match, and this was a tiny little thing, but you know to me, Dave, and in wrestling, it's the little things that really matter. Becky's intensity when she came to the ring. The look in Becky's eyes when she came to the ring. Not acknowledging the fans when they came to the ring. And the people were there for Becky. Enough with this Becky heel bullshit. I'm not buying in. Please.
Get into that later.
Right. So Becky looked phenomenal last night. I loved her gear. I'm not a huge fan of the like the old school, what is that called? Not a singlet, like a one piece. Yeah. You know, like a one piece bathing suit, like Moolah or Mae Young would wear back in the day. Never been a huge fan of it. Becky's looked awesome. The boots she had on looked awesome. Hair flowing looked awesome. But it was the look on her face, the intensity. She meant business last night. She was locked into Charlotte as Charlotte was locked into her. And that right there, when the minute you see a talent come out is when you have to know what their story is. It's not like Becky came out there and she's, you know, parading around to the people. It's all Charlotte. It's all business. It's like when Dusty would come to the ring if Ric Flair was in the ring. Yeah, people would be slapping Dusty's shoulders, and maybe Dusty would put his hand up to get a high five, but he was locked in on the Nature Boy, and I love the way Becky was locked in on Charlotte.
There's no doubt about it. And you know what? And again, I credit you, Bully, because you bring this up all the time. And there's a thousand examples of it that you brought up here on Busted Open. But how did that match start? As soon as the bell rang, they ran at each other, fist flying. There wasn't like, I'm going to run into the ropes and do a moonsault and give you a drop kick. No, they, just like two people that completely despise each other, they went out fists to flying.
And then that's the way it's supposed to be. You don't have this level of hatred, this level of animosity, this level of sadness. Because as we heard in the post-match Becky backstage promo, Becky was sad that it had come to this. And when you have all of those emotions welling up inside you, and they've been building up month after month after month, you turn into a giant volcano. And a giant volcano's got to explode. And last night, those two women exploded. And Becky was laying them in. And Charlotte was laying them in. And now we get what we're supposed to get. A fight. A fight that also, that lives in a wrestling ring. But it starts off as a fight. No locking up. No arm bars. No side headlocks. No spots. Fists a flying. That's what I want to see. I want to see people punch each other in the face. Because if I'm punching you in the face and you're punching me in the face, I know there's animosity. What can everybody relate to? Everybody at one time of their life can relate to balling their hand up into a fist and punching someone or something. Not tackle, drop down, hip toss, arm drag, Rana.
No, it's about emotions. And as any emotional story plays out, there's layers. As a good story does, it grabs you emotionally. Opening contest to start Survivor Series. Great choice to start out that show, Becky and Charlotte. Then, Billy, you brought up the video package. I absolutely love the video package. And they pulled no punches. That was a lengthy video package, which is taking a big chance because that's the start of a pay-per-view. And instead of starting with a lot of action, they had a lengthy you know, video montage to start. But you want to know something? I thought it was perfect because it really told the story of and the history of Charlotte and Becky.
Becky and Charlotte have a very long history together. The roots run very deep. So the video package is warranted. And you say that it's gutsy to start off like that. I think it's great because it brings you right in emotionally. And let's just say you had never watched a WWE pay-per-view before. Let's just say you tuned into Raw or SmackDown last week and all of a sudden became invested in the product. And now you buy Survivor Series or you're watching on Peacock and you want to be brought up to speed. That's exactly what that package did. By the time that package was over, I understood everything I needed to know about the friendship, the betrayal, the hatred, the scorn, the animosity, the anger between Becky and Charlotte. And now I'm going to get my match. I think as the WWE always does a phenomenal job with their vignettes, their video packages. They're bringing you up to speed on their stories. Sometimes the stories that play out week to week on TV don't make a lot of sense. But when they put these packages together in chronological order and can show you a timeline of the Becky and Charlotte relationship, it makes perfect sense. So by the time it's over, I'm ready to see these girls punch each other in the face.
Yeah, and a great job of doing that. As we said before, bell rings. There's no submission holds. There's no spots. It's fists flying. It's a fight. It's emotional. That's the way it should start. And then they told a great story. First of all, what did it highlight for Charlotte? Her athleticism. You know, I thought they did a... First of all, Charlotte's in an amazing shape, Bully. Dear God, she is just, I mean, cut up. She looks phenomenal.
Let's not take anything away from Becky, because as I'm watching the match last night, and by the way, I watched it like 1 a.m. because I had flight delays from hell, but I needed to make sure I watched it so we could talk about it this morning. yes, Charlotte is in phenomenal shape. She is a superior athlete. Volleyball, softball, every sport imaginable, Charlotte played. She was a cheerleader, yada, yada. Charlotte didn't have a baby. Becky had a freaking baby a year ago. Look at, I think Becky looked better last night than probably I have ever seen her. She should be an inspiration to women who have a kid, not only to get back into shape, but to get back into fighting shape, like the kind of shape that you need to get back into life and, you know, feel great about yourself. I'm sure if Becky is looking in the mirror, she's like, damn, I am proud of the shape that I've been able to get back into. She doesn't look like she had a child. So when it comes to looking the part, I got to give just as much props to Becky, maybe even a little more because of having the kid.
Yeah, they both look phenomenal. The match itself was phenomenal. I thought they did a great story. You know, Becky trying to put that disarmer on Flair. Flair actually putting a disarmer on Becky, her breaking the ropes. And then, you know, Charlotte doing the small package while holding the rope. The ref spots it. And then Becky does the small package. She holds onto the rope and gets the pin and gets the victory. And there's where I have a problem, Bully. And I know there's going to be a lot of people that disagree with it. And obviously, everybody can have their opinion. I hated the fact that Becky cheated to win that match last night. It really, really bothered me.
Is it cheating by definition? Yes. It's also tit for tat. It's a receipt. Charlotte tried to screw Becky, but in the end, Becky screwed Charlotte. I kind of get it, but it leaves one very important door open for them.
And what's that?
It leaves Charlotte with a gripe. And Charlotte can always turn around and say, look at what you had to do. You had to grab the ropes because you know damn well you can't beat me clean. And just that is enough to get them possibly, if it's going to be Charlotte and Becky, to WrestleMania.
Well, I mean, that being said, and this is where it confused me, and I retweeted this on my social media account. Becky was interviewed right after the match by Sarah Schreiber. See, that's what bothers me is that interview, because she says, I beat her. It's undeniable now. I'm the better woman. No, you're not. You cheated to win. Now, if she would have gotten a clean victory over Charlotte, then you know what? Those words ring true. But what, and she's getting emotional. She's crying. She's talking, which is, I love it. Again, realism, true emotion, you got me. But that final line from Becky is complete bullshit. Because if you were able to beat her clean in the middle of the ring, then you can claim, I'm the better woman. I beat her 1, 2, 3. She needs to recognize. But that's not true because she held on to that second rope and she got the victory by cheating.
You just cut Charlotte Flair's promo for her. That's the promo. And it starts off with Charlotte saying, Becky, you're the better woman? Do you really think you're the better woman? Let me play the finish of the match on the Titantron for everybody to see. And by the time it's over, let me know if you're the better woman. Now, when they replay the package, you don't show Charlotte holding on to the ropes. All you show is Becky holding on to the ropes. And people are going to be bitching and screaming, saying, yeah, but you did it first. But that's not what Charlotte is going to remind everybody of. It's kind of like watching mainstream media, okay, and the news. They show you what they want to show you. You hear what they want you to hear. And Charlotte can use that to her advantage. You show the video of Becky rolling up Charlotte with her hand on the ropes. There's the gripe. There's Charlotte pointing out the obvious. Becky, you can say anything you want to say, but when you look in the mirror, when you put your head on your pillow at night, you know in your head you can never beat the queen, Charlotte Flair, straight up and fair in the middle. There you go. There's your gripe. That can carry you as far as you need to if they decided to go that way.
And they probably will, and it makes sense because I'm sure at some point tonight on Monday Night Raw, Bully, we're going to hear Charlotte Flair say those things that you just said. But again, to see, and listen, I'm with you, Bully, throw this freaking Becky, big-time Bex heel bullshit out the window. Nobody, we've been saying it ad nauseum here on Busted Open. Nobody wants to boo Becky Lynch. Nobody at Barclays wanted to boo Becky. She is the ultimate babyface. And by the way, if she is a heel, a true heel is not crying while being interviewed backstage after a match. That she is all about being a babyface.
It kind of reminds me of back in the day when Triple H was world champion. And I think he went into a championship match against The Rock. And Hunter was a heel. And he was with Evolution at the time. Or at the very least, he had Flair by his side. And Hunter says, Rock, I'm going to beat you. I'm going to pedigree you in the middle of the ring. I'm going to beat you 1, 2, 3. Well, it came time for the match. And Triple H beats The Rock in the middle of the ring with the pedigree. And then 2 segments later, I see Triple H in his locker room popping bottles with Ric Flair. And oh, by the way, there's 2 chicks waiting for him in the shower to come celebrate. Now I ask you, why should I hate you?
Yep, exactly.
You're my freaking hero. My point of bringing up that story is I remember watching something and questioning it as to say, you want me to hate this character, but there's nothing about him I want to hate. He's the world heavyweight champion. He won with his finish. He hangs out with Ric Flair, and he's got 2 girls waiting for him in the shower that they're going to, you know, that they're going to drink champagne with all night long. Woo, daddy. You can't forget the daddy at the end. You got to add daddy. Now we have Becky, who... The people are behind. She looks great. She wrestles great. She does everything that I like. When she talks, I'm into her. Why do I hate you, Becky? For what reason? You want me to hate you because you're force-feeding a couple of lines down fans' throat that creatives told you to say that absolutely, positively suck? No, I don't hate you. I don't agree with the force-feed. And I don't care. Like, last night after her performance with Charlotte, what's she going to do? Come out tonight and say, I didn't need you fans behind me. I knew I could do it all on my own. Ugh. Kill me now.
And I don't want to see her coming out with like that big time Bex persona with the sunglasses and the hair up, holding the championship title, blah, blah, blah. You can't give me that after what you just gave me last night. She's in tears talking about her friend.
Ding. Circle gets a square. Johnny, tell him what he's won. When Becky starts to cry last night, when you see her overwhelmed with emotion, if you see somebody cry, you feel for them.
Yep.
So when I'm watching her get all welled up in emotion, talking about her friendship with Charlotte and how now it's come to an end, you know that it actually truly genuinely bothers her. And she's crying. And in that moment in time, you're like, man, I really feel bad for this girl. So you want me to feel bad for her based on real emotion post-match. But tonight, you're going to write a bunch of gibberish on a piece of paper that makes me go, oh, my God, I hate Becky. No, there's no reason to hate Becky. Okay? And I don't want to hate Becky just because you're hoping and praying that I love Liv Morgan. Ain't happening.
And you know what, Bully? On top of that, would Charlotte ever do that promo? Would Charlotte ever be interviewed backstage after a match crying, talking about her friendship and how she's just torn up inside about how much Becky is? You're not getting that from Charlotte. You know why? Because she's a heel.
Charlotte lost last night and posted a picture of herself standing there with her championship around her waist. Basically, the tweet of just her standing there said, F you to the entire, I'm still the champion, big deal, I lost the match, I'm going to tell everybody how I didn't lose queen, and I didn't lose clean, and I'm still going to show up tomorrow and tell everybody I'm the greatest thing on the planet when it comes to women's wrestling or pro wrestling, period. No tears, no nothing. I don't care that Becky cried. I like that Becky cried. But don't try to make me hate her tonight.
This is Jimmy Smith, voice of WWE Monday Night Raw and host of Unlocking the Cage on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156. And I'm here to let you know that Unlocking the Cage is now available as a podcast. That's right. You'll get my take on the trending stories in combat sports and interviews with some of the biggest names in the fight game. I'm bringing you shows every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the SXM app free for most subscribers.
Holiday week, Thanksgiving coming up on Thursday, and Bully, I have a lot to be thankful for on a day like today. First of all, I have an amazing job. I get to speak to you on a Monday. Also very thankful. Gabby? What are you doing?
What is that? What is that?
I'm trying to tell you how to do the show, but nobody listens to me.
What?
That's someone on the hotline. You're going to make them wait?
I know. I'm building up. Bully, what was I just doing?
You're building up to it. You're building up to it. She don't know nothing about the build up.
I'm building up. You don't just go right there. Go into it.
Talk about a punch in the face. You got to talk about a punch in the face.
This is why she's 30 and single.
I'm not 30 yet, Bully. You bite your tongue.
Yep.
Not 30 yet.
When are you going to be 30? When are you going to be 30?
Saturday, November 27, marks 3 decades of my presence on this earth. You're welcome.
Yes, sir. And you're single. Nothing is going to change.
Who gives a shit?
Hold on one second. Don't you, you're welcome, sir, me, young lady, who's about to turn into old lady and single.
I just did. Who gives a shit that I'm single?
That's right.
I'm saying it again, and I'm sorry to curse. Who gives a shit?
But here's the problem, Gabby, and I love
who
you.
Who needs to worry about somebody else's problems when I got enough of my own?
Gabby, this isn't about your status as being single. Gabby,
you just said I was single.
Second here.
8 times.
Gabby, actually, Bully brought it up, and I was just affirming that fact because of some
following,
of your attitude
follow,
issues
your
that you have on this show. Gabby?
Goose Fraba.
I was building up Goose towards Fraba. Our next guest. I was building up because I was saying, first of all, I said, I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for Andre. I'm thankful for Bully. And I'm thankful for this man. And that is Hall of Famer. And of course, part of our family, Mr. Mark Henry. Mark, how are you this morning?
I'm doing really, really good. I would like to say I'm well rested, but I'm not.
Well, Mark, you know, took the trek 3.5 hours from his home to Mission Pro Wrestling in Conroe, Texas on Saturday. So, Mark, thank you for being a part of that amazing show this past Saturday.
Man, thank y'all for having us, man. I'm always up for supporting my people. As much as I would support you, I would support Bully and Gabby. And matter of fact, I did support Gabby. I wore a Gabby Lesbisa shirt.
That's right. Another reason to be thankful, Gabby, for Mark Henry, and I was building towards that because he showed support by wearing your shirt that you can get at ProWrestlingTees.com. Bully, I guarantee you, Bully wouldn't have gone if it was in his backyard. But, Mark, it was good that you took the 3.5 hour ride. Oh, would you have come if it was in your backyard?
I would have went for Mark. I would have went. If Mark was there, I would have been there. And there's only one reason I would have went if Mark was there. One. Mark, you know what that is, right?
Barbecue.
Exactly. Ding, ding, ding. Circle gets to square. Lifetime supply of JR's barbecue coming your way, Mark Henry. Not to see Gabby, not to see Dave.
If it was in your backyard, you'd have probably called the police.
Because me and Mark Henry will do some damage when it comes to barbecue. Get me some beef ribs and just tear into them things.
I had some amazing barbecue when I was out in Texas this past weekend. So my wife and I fell in love with Texas for sure. But there was history made on Saturday, Mission Pro Wrestling. Go to Title Match Network if you didn't get to see it live and in person on Saturday, Mark. But Mark, you were there firsthand. You know, never thought it would happen in a million years. Thunder Rosa and Dave LaGreca, best of friends after Saturday night.
I thought that I was going to throw up in my mouth. I watch y'all shake hands. I watch y'all hug. And I watch the act being buried. And I never thought I'd see it. But it was a good thing. But anytime you see it done, you always go, ugh. And I was just sitting there just amazed at all of the lovely and pleasantries being shared.
You know, Dave, you had the perfect opportunity served up to you. The match is over. Thunder Rosa is thanking you and putting you over and telling you that you made her career, you made her a bigger star, you helped sell out the territory, basically bowing down and kissing the ground you walk on, admitting to the world that if it wasn't for Dave LaGreca, she would be absolutely nothing, and you shook her hand?
I did. We're best of friends. But
it was the perfect opportunity to blast her in the back of the head.
No, that's
what
she's my best friend.
Name? What is the guy talking to you's name?
Bully.
Bully.
Do you know how much...
Right? Bully is right.
Tell him, Mark.
It would have been the perfect opportunity, but, and I mean a big Serena Williams-sized but, it was time for it to end.
That's a big butt.
Let me set the scene, because there was the match between Lainey Luck and Thunder Rosa. If Thunder Rosa won, I'd have to get her tattoo on my ass. Lainey Luck wins. Thunder Rosa got to get the tattoo. By the way, go to TitleMatchNetwork.com. Gabby did the commentary for the main event. She did a phenomenal job. All reports saying that her and Denise Salgado did an amazing job on commentary. Amazing. Then we get into the match. Bully. Violetta, my wife, the lovely Violetta, in the corner of Thunder Rosa, has the Thunder Rosa girl t-shirt on in her corner. And what happens during the match? Violetta rips off the Thunder Rosa, the Dave LaGreca girl t-shirt. Stop Thunder Rosa from hitting me with the chair. I hit Thunder Rosa in the head with the top of the garbage pail lid. And then she spears me through a million beer cans in the brewery. Mark, I don't know about you. I thought that was one of the greatest moments in the history of pro wrestling. Violetta coming to my aid. My wife finally coming to my aid.
Whoa, easy. Easy. It was pretty nice. It was pretty spectacular.
It was definitely the moment of the week. There was no moment. There was not one moment on Survivor Series last night that eclipsed that moment at Mission Pro Wrestling.
I can't wait to see where it ranks on your power rankings.
Number one.
Hold on. Dave, you know what? I agree with you. That was the greatest match. That was the best match of the weekend. That was the best moment of the weekend. It far exceeded anything else we saw this weekend. Props to you, Dave LaGreca. Props to Thunder Rosa for creating such memorable matches and memorable moments. But I ask you, who won the match?
Oh, I knew there was going to be a butt. God forbid.
No. Just answer the question. Okay? This is direct questioning. Who won the match?
Thunder Rosa, my bestie.
Can you please remind the jury of the stipulation of the match?
Well, as Mark saw firsthand on Saturday, the stipulation was to get a Thunder Rosa tattoo. But there was no tattoo artist. So, Mark, do you mind telling Bully in the Nation what happened instead on Saturday?
Well, enough talk. No, I'm kidding. Dave LaGreca's pants were pulled down. His natural ass was out. And Thunder Rosa used the Sharpie to sign his rear end.
That's right, Thunder Rosa. Which I will get tattooed at a later date.
So... Now, Mark, I know that you have had fans ask you to autograph parts of their body, because then they go to the tattoo artist and they get the actual signature tattooed on their body. I mean, me and you were rock stars back in the day. Lord knows we both did that on various body parts. So instead of getting Thunder Rosa's face tattooed on your ass, Dave. You should have her signature tattooed. At the end of the day, you have to get this tattoo. Otherwise, you have screwed the people. You are accused of bait and switch. And I want to be there when this tattoo happens. And as God is my witness, I will hold your feet or your ass to the fire. And if you were Native American, from what I saw, your nickname would be Pale Ass. You're getting this tattoo.
I'm getting it. First of all, there's no doubt I'm getting the Thunder Rosa tattoo. She's my best friend. You know, her and I hung out. We did the Davy Crockett hats. It's there at David LaGreca 1. We went and saw the Alamo. Then we went to the zoo. We went to we had our own festival of friendship, but it was a complete good ending. We are, Thunder Rosa and I are best friends. Mark witnessed it. Gabby witnessed it. She gave me the I'm sorry. She gave me the thank you. Everything that I asked for.
You killed your own angle.
In the middle
of that. You killed your own angle.
No.
It had to end.
This is just the beginning. Bully, this friendship is just the beginning.
Oh, here we go. You're going to be like the team, the new team Hell No or the new RK Bro. What are you going to do, brother? Book yourself in a run for the tag straps?
Let me tell you something. Oh. This isn't like RK Bro. This isn't like RK Bro. You know, we are like one cohesive
unit. Listen, we all know how Thunder Rosa is. She's going to book herself on top. She's not doing no jizzobs. And if she does the job, now she's got you next to her because you'll be doing the laying down for her because you're good at being on your back.
No. That's my best friend you're talking about. That's my best friend you're talking about, Bully. Thunder Rosa and I are
talking about you, Dave. I'm talking about you.
I'm not laying down for anybody.
Sir.
This is Renee Paquette, and I've got a new tag team partner.
Mark, I'm hungry.
Mark, how about Violetta? How about that? How about Violetta coming to my side? Coming to my aid on Saturday.
As we cure the Monday blues by dissecting every major headline happening in the cage, the ring, and everywhere in the ring.
Don't be scared, homie. Everything that comes with it.
Renee and Misha, Mondays from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern, only on SiriusXM Fight Nation, Channel 156.
Jacob Henry accompanied me to the ring, holding the Busted Open Championship title high above his head, giving me inspiration and motivation for what took place on Saturday. Jacob Henry, the greatest son on the face of the earth, Jacob Henry, taking my side. Fucking Violetta, fucking Jacob Henry, I'm Gabby doing the commentary of the century. Fucking main event of Mission Pro Wrestling on Saturday night. 2 million views of me getting speared through the beer cans. 2 million views. 2 million fucking people watched the beer cans fall. Spot of the weekend. They had a fucking Barclays. Not a moment came close to the moment in that brewery in Cornhole, Texas on Saturday night. Not one moment came close to that. Yeah, that's what I said. Conroe, Texas. Number one moment in the history of fucking Survivor Series weekend. And it wasn't even from the WWE. It was from Mission Pro Wrestling and me. Me.
Wow. Look
Mark,
how
right. Mark.
The little... Just look how the moment changed.
It's a gift.
The gift that keeps on giving.
The gift that keeps on giving are those beer cans falling on top of me in that brewery on Saturday night. And Gabby had her own line. Did you hear the line from Gabby? JR would be proud. She goes, LaGreca just tapped out. Get it? Tapped out brewery beer. That's going to live in that's going to be on the signature years from now. 50 years from now, people are going to be talking about that line from Gabby.
Unbelievable. You know what? I was really impressed with everything, though. The production, the matches were good.
The lights.
The talent.
Take up your son.
In that show was as good as delivered. I mean.
The beer.
Well,
my God, those beer cans have a family.
You're funny. I really do think that was the most outstanding thing that I've seen Dave do.
Wow.
And I'm very proud of you, Dave.
Thanks, Mark. You know what? In all seriousness, Mark, thank you for coming. I love you, buddy. 3.5 hours you drove to see that. And then you had to drive 3.5 hours back That's 7 hours in the car to see that. So, Mark, I love you, man. Thank you so much for supporting us. Thank you so much for being a part of this show. Thank you, your son, Jacob, for giving me the motivation and the inspiration for doing everything. Thank you to Lainey Luck and Thunder Rosa. Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome, brother. Y'all have a great show.
All right.
Thank you.
See what? See, that's love right there. That's love.
Is this love fest over?
Aren't you proud of me?
You took the spear like a you-know-what.
Oh, come on. Come on. No. Come on, bully. Come on, bully, please.
You look like a feeble little old man who is about to crumble on impact.
Whatever. Go to that David LaGreca one. You're wrong.
Your head was down. You're afraid. You're about to get hit.
Main event, Dave.
Anybody could have done what you did.
Anybody could have stood there
and got speared through cans. It's not that big of a deal.
No, it's not. It's a huge deal. And then
Andre could have did it. Gabby could have did it. Gabby would have did it better than
Gabby did. Gabby did great commentary. Gabby did amazing commentary. Go to that.
Anybody could have stood there. Doug Mortman could have stood there and took a better spear than you.
Please. 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 Now you're talking.
Ryan McKinnell could have taken a better spear than you.
Oh, my God. Please. Please. Now you're talking out of your ass. Now
you look like you look decrepit. You're like, oh, I'm about to get hit. I'm so scared.
You try get a spear from Thunder Rosa into beer cans. You try doing that.
She's stiff, right?
Dude. You ain't kidding. You ain't kidding.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.